Well, yesterday we were looking in the book of James, in James chapter 1, and I was really looking at James chapter 1 to look at that and then take us back into the book of Deuteronomy for a few verses that are kind of tied to this, or that the two sections from James and Deuteronomy speak to each other or complement each other. And in James chapter 1, we were looking at verses 12, 13, 14, and 15, and we only got through verse 12 yesterday, but it's a great verse. Starting in verse 12, it says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he's been approved, he'll receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted by God,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death." Verse number 16, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren." So James is letting us know this is a common deception. This is something where people are often deceived. Now, yesterday we looked at verse number 12 and we saw what it was. Blessed is the man, happy to be envied. Blessed is the man who stands up, who is patient under those trials. We talked about that yesterday. And just what a great ending phrase that is, which says, the Lord, the crown of life, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love them. We have that crown of victory. We stand up. We wear the crown of victory. We stand up under the trials and the circumstances, under the struggles. We stand up in the confidence, which goes back to that phrase that I spoke earlier this morning. Everything you'll ever need in this life, every victory, every deliverance, every promised blessing is already established for you in Jesus. Now, if I believe that, I can stand up under any trial, under any struggle, because I know the truth that he's already provided everything that I need. Everything is already done. It is already established. It's already done, and it's a reality in the spiritual realm. And as we stand underneath that trial, as we stand during that trial, during that struggle in faith, speaking his word, speaking his promises, and standing in faith, as long as we continue to stand, we will then see, we'll manifest all of those blessings. We will possess and manifest all of those promised blessings in our lives, in this natural reality. We stand up. We continue to stand under all those things, and we get that crown that he has set aside for those who love him. Now, verse number 13 says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'Oh, I'm tempted by God.'" Now, this is part of what James is saying when he says in verse 16, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren." This is part of the deception that people do believe. And this is something that, you know, people might say, "Well, I don't believe." But people talk as though they do believe that God is tempting them, that God is tempting them for a reason, that God is doing something, trying them in some way for their benefit. Well, God is allowing this to happen. God's using this in my life. He's doing this. He's bringing about the sickness, or he has made this circumstance happen in my life. He did it to strengthen me. Well, that's just flat out patently untrue. Every good thing comes from God. Every good thing comes from God. All evil comes from the enemy. It's just quite that simple. God's not bringing bad things into your life. That doesn't mean that bad things don't come. We do live in a fallen world. But God has given us the victory, which is why he says in verse number 12, "Blessed is the man who endures." Because Jesus knows he's already provided everything that you need. So blessed is the man who endures. Happy and to be envied is the man who endures during the trial. Whatever you might be facing that's contrary to the words of God, blessed is the man who continues to just stand and believe Jesus Christ in the face of anything that's contrary or anything that's opposed to the word of God. You stand and you stand and you know that there's something bad there. It is not God that gave it. You know, sometimes when people have said, "Oh, well, God gave me this sickness, this disease. God gave me this cancer that he would be glorified." No. First of all, if you look at the blessings and the cursings that are listed in Deuteronomy, God himself explains what a blessing is, and he explains what a curse is. Never do you find that God ever says sickness is a blessing. It's not a blessing. It is part of the curse. This means he has nothing to do with bringing it into your life. We don't live under the curse in Jesus Christ. God brings blessing. God brings blessings into our lives. That's part of the curse. You do not live under the curse. So God is not bringing sickness into your life to in any way bring glory to him. That's part of what James is saying. Do not be deceived, my brethren. Don't be deceived. Let no one say when he's tempted, I'm tempted by God. God is not bringing anything into your life to tempt you. There's nothing that he's bringing in your life to tempt you. He's not going to try to tempt you to steal. He's not going to try to tempt you to take alcohol. He's not going to tempt you to do anything. There's no temptation that you face. And as I said yesterday, here's the greatest temptation that we face. The greatest temptation is to believe that the things of the world are the final reality. The temptation is to believe the natural and to disbelieve the things of God. The temptation is to not operate in faith, to disbelieve. The temptation is to think that God has not come through, that God is not true to his word, that God is not faithful. That's the temptation, and God never tempts us. He never tempts us in any way. In fact, it goes on to say God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone? Flat out, straight answer. God is not tempting you in any way. There's nothing evil or bad that's coming into your life that God has brought there as a way to see if you will be strong. To see, well, I'm going to test him and see if he's able to stand up under this. No, that's not it at all. God doesn't bring you bad things. Why do bad things happen? Because we still live in a fallen world. Now, this fallen world that we live in, it is going to come to a close. It is going to end. And Jesus is going to reign in total victory. But right now, we still live in the church age. We live in that age where it still is a fallen world. Now, Jesus has given us the keys to victory in every area of this life. So even though we live in the fallen world, we are not controlled by the fallen world unless we allow ourselves to be. We have the answer, the deliverance, the victory over everything in this fallen world. We do. We live in a fallen world, but we're not powerless. We have the full power, the full deliverance, the full victory in Jesus Christ. We have that full victory in Jesus Christ. So we still live in this fallen world, so bad things are going to come. They're not brought to you by God. God is not bringing them to you for any purposes at all. What God has brought to you is the victory in his Son, Jesus Christ. That's what he has provided. Verse number 14 says, but each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed. So the people that James was surrounded with, and there's nothing new under the sun, so the same thing is true today, but James had found too many people that were saying that God was tempting them, that had things happen in their lives, and they said, well, this is God tempting me. God is tempting me in this area or that area of my life. And James is making it clear, and the same thing is true today. He's making it clear that is a falsehood. That is an out-and-out lie. God is not tempting you in any way. When we read those verses in the Amplified Bible, it says, let no one say when he's being tempted, I am tempted from God, for God is incapable of being tempted by what is evil. God himself, it is impossible to tempt God with evil. God is good. God is righteousness. God is victory. God is righteousness and justice. That's what God is. Purity. God is those things. And evil cannot tempt him. There's no evil that can tempt him. God cannot be tempted by evil. You are a child of God. We are the righteousness, and we accepted Jesus Christ. We are the righteousness of Jesus Christ. God cannot be tempted, and he himself tempts no one. So God cannot be tempted by evil because God is righteousness, God is justice, God is purity, and God is love. Evil does not tempt him at all. He cannot be tempted. Why? Because he is righteousness, he is justice, he is purity, and he is love. So he can't even be tempted by evil. But because he is righteousness, he is purity, he is love, he's not going to tempt you with evil. He's not going to tempt you with evil. So if we know that God's not tempting us from evil, it goes on to verse number 14, but every person is tempted, so how is it that people are tempted? See, this is the deception that James is warning those who are reading his letter, including us today. This is the temptation that he's warning us against when he says, don't be deceived. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. What are we being deceived about? We are deceived when we think that temptation comes from the Lord. He wants us to understand exactly how is it that we're tempted. How are we tempted to fall into sin? How are we tempted to do what is evil? How is it that we come to be tempted to disbelieve the word of God? How is it we are tempted to not operate in faith, but to believe that God would do evil to us? How are we tempted to do any of those things? It has nothing to do with God. God is not tempting us at all. And James is saying, well, make sure you're clear on this, and don't be deceived. Every person is tempted when temptation comes in any form, whether you're tempted to do evil. If you are tempted today to do evil, and maybe there are thoughts in your mind to do something, maybe the temptation is to speak evil of someone. Maybe there's someone you're really angry at, and you just cannot wait for the opportunity to talk them down and to speak evil of them. That's a temptation to do evil. You know, we think of temptations to do evil as stealing, embezzling, killing, adultery, those kinds of things. Yep, those are all evil temptations. But it can even be something like the temptation to dishonor somebody by being less than truthful. In other words, lying. You know, or maybe the temptation is to speak ill of someone, to talk poorly, to talk them down. There can be all kinds of temptations to do anything that is contrary to the Word of God. And James is letting us know, every person is tempted. Anytime you are tempted to do anything that is contrary to the Word of God, anytime you're tempted, it's when that person is drawn away, enticed, baited by his own evil desires, lusts, and passions. The only thing that causes me or you or anyone to be tempted is our own passions, evil desires, and lusts for things that are not ours. It is selfishness. Temptation only comes when I've laid out and sent out the invitation for it. It's not something that God does. I can't say it's God's fault. James makes it clear. He said, do not be deceived, my brethren. Do not be deceived. Temptation only comes. When the person who is tempted has put himself in the position to be tempted. And I put myself in the position to be tempted when I yield and I give myself over to the passions and the lusts of this flesh. In other words, I've drawn my heart away from God. I draw myself away from God, and that's when temptation comes in. What are you fighting a temptation against today? Seriously, what are you tempted to do? Maybe it's a temptation to, and again, it can be small things that are just purely selfish. Yeah, maybe you're tempted today as you're driving into a parking lot to try to beat somebody into a space so you can get the better space and they have to park four cars down. That's selfishness. It's the temptation to think of self. This is the same thing. It's not just stealing, killing, and adultery. It is all things that are contrary to the Word of God and to the nature of Jesus Christ. See, when I draw myself away from the Lord, that's when I'm tempted to do things that are selfish. That's when I'm tempted to do things that are for self only and giving no consideration to others and those around me. And we'll look at this tomorrow, but then he says in verse number 15, here's what happens. Then, verse 14 says that each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own evil desires. So when my own evil desires get in the way, that's when temptation comes. Then, when that desire has conceived, in other words, when I've given place to it, when there's an evil desire that comes into my mind and I give place to it, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death. This is why James says, look, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived, my brethren. Don't be misled. Whatever you might be facing today, and I would tell you that a lot of times, if not most of the times, the problems that we face in life are problems that we open the door for by our own selfishness and our own evil desires. God is not tempting you today. God has instead provided every means of escape. He's provided everything you need. Every victory, every deliverance, every promised blessing, it's already yours. It's established in Jesus. It is done and a reality in the spiritual realm, just waiting for us to possess and manifest in this natural realm. If I'm falling short of that, it's not because of Jesus. I need to look in the mirror and say, okay, how do I put my focus back on you, Jesus? So I'm not thinking of self, but I am walking in you in all things because I know you love me and I love you. What are you tempted with today? Let's turn it back over to Jesus and turn our hearts totally back to him.